every human being is designed to chase after a meaning or a purpose, like regardless, that's something that's innately built into us, to chase something beyond ourselves. It's the hierarchy of needs, it's self-actualization. And so,
what's the largest contribution of people not choosing the path of, you know, focusing on themselves? And I think it is fully, in terms of the largest contribution, FOMO, fear of missing out.
They drink until they're hammered. They come back home, they don't remember what they did. Like, how can that be healthy at all? People need to understand that there's healthy ways to have fun and there's unhealthy ways to have fun, and there's no both.
So you can, like, embrace this thing, and I use it as an advantage in mine. Like, this is one of my strengths, right? Me being able to acknowledge it so that it pushes me forward and that helps me excel towards these things so that I can provide.
Suffering ceases to exist when it's found meaning.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Bros Think Big Podcast. This is the show where we talk about the simple and yet complicated ideas of self-improvement. Tune in and join us as we become the best versions of ourselves just so that you guys can too. And always remember to like and subscribe for more. Today we're going to be talking about why young men have become such pussies as of late. And there's two different sides. I'm going to quote Alex Hormozi about this. And he says that there's two ways for you to approach your life as a young man. You can either embrace your youth to work hard and sacrifice your younger days so that you live on a more successful, better life.
Quote, take on responsibility.
Right. Or you can just indulge in a bunch of these normalized activities that society has already normalized. Degeneracy, that whole trend. And we're just going to straight up get right into it. Mike, why don't you jumpstart us off?
Yeah, so the reason I brought this up to these guys was because nowadays...
We have names, Mike.
These guys. I brought up these guys because I feel like nowadays, people, especially for me personally, a couple of years ago, I was a completely different person. I was a degenerate. I was, smoking weed, drinking on the weekends. It's the only thing I look forward to, being obsessed with girls, playing video games. And looking back at that life, I could say, like, what was I really doing with my youth and my time? Like, yeah, maybe some of it was actually fun, right? And I mean, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, I regret all of it. You know, I'm not going to say that. But to really understand why I changed now to wanting to work hard, wanting to sacrifice those things, and what it really means to sacrifice. Because is it really a sacrifice to, am I really sacrificing those things when I don't even want to do it in the first place? I don't even want to indulge in that. But so the first thing is, I feel like people are younger guys nowadays don't really think about the future, don't really think about things long term. And I've even talked to some younger guys, like my brother's pretty young, and some other people I've seen at work or outside, maybe in the gym or something. Like, they're not really aware of in the future, like what it really means to take responsibility and stuff like that. And thinking back to when I was younger, I wasn't thinking about the future. Like I said, it was weekend to weekend. Oh my gosh, how can I find some way to kind of just like have fun, just to feel something, right?
Yeah, dude, me and you were having a conversation before the podcast. It was hilarious. Like, we would like a woman, and if she didn't like us back, we thought our whole world was over.
Whole world's crumbling, and yeah. look at the house that we live in.
We have a house under our roof, we have food under our plate, we don't gotta worry about that stuff, and here we are thinking that this is the end of the world. Yeah.
She doesn't like me, and my life is over, right? It's really,
what now?
I was really immature back then, right? But definitely grown from that.
Yeah.
But
I'm thankful for all those times.
Exactly, right? Yeah. We definitely learned from that. So the whole idea that we're going to bring up to you guys is that, okay, should you use this time in your youth to really work hard, develop yourself, develop into who you want to become, set yourself up for the future, or should you just indulge? Should you just like spend time just having fun, chasing pleasure, distracting yourself, doing all these things, right? Like, what do you guys think? Someone's to
touch up. I think the answer is very clear if you actually think about it, because when you envision your life, I don't think anybody really, like, deep down wants to have a life where they don't look back and say, I made it, or I did something that is worthwhile, and I create a family and a community where I can be, that I can be proud of. Nobody really says, that's not something I want, but then their actions don't align with that, meaning it comes down to responsibility and taking it seriously. People don't actually take their life seriously, and that's the hard truth. People say one thing and do the other, because that pleasure, that feeling of dopamine sometimes, you know, gets better of them and they indulge in it. That's just what it comes down to. Because if you want to take your life seriously and want to do such and such for your life, especially if you want to be successful and have the things that most of the people don't have, then you have to do what people don't do. You have to, like, it's an automatic thing. You just naturally do things that most people don't, which is you don't really party every weekend or even every day. That some people really do that. You don't really think about, oh, who's going to be the next girl I'm going to sleep with? When am I going to jerk off next? That type of thing. You don't think about this stuff because you got more in your mind than those things. So that would be my answer.
Yeah, when I think back to this, I always think of the quote, it's like, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. But my question is, why not do both? Like, it feels like it's so exclusive to one or the other, but it's really not. Like Mike just said, you enjoy the things of, like, prioritizing yourself and going outside to read these books and enjoying nature or whatever. Not so much the other degenerate habits we were already talking about, right? And that's you enjoying it. And I'm sure I speak for most people and I say, you probably will enjoy it too. Like, is there not beauty in, like, informing yourself on their surroundings or they're not enjoying nature or whatever? Like, everybody finds joy in this shit. I would at least hope for, right? So I hate that idea of, like, I'm here for a good time, not a long time, because you're already excluding one or the other as if you can't just do both straight up.
I think you can do both, but let me ask you a question. When it comes to enjoyment, what is an enjoyment to you? And let's say somebody works hard, like really hard, they're an entrepreneur and they're, you know, chasing to have a successful life, but every weekend they say, I'm just going to go to bar, I'll hang out with my friends and just get hammered because it's just once a week. And all the other days I work for the most part, I need to release my stress. Maybe I'm going to go and sleep around, go to a strip. Like, what do you say to that person? Because they're doing both, right? They're enjoying life, what it offers type of thing, like bars and stuff. And at the same time, they're really devoting their time to their craft. What do you say to them?
Well, I'd say if that's what's making you more productive, like, let's say going to the bar on the weekends is what keeps you from burning out and from carrying on, like, a stressful work habit to the next week, which allows you to, like, get more work done and really be more productive, then I'd say go for it. I mean, what people enjoy is incredibly subjective. Enjoying is just, like, what you find pleasure in, right? And what I find pleasure in differs from what somebody else is. Personally, no, I don't really find pleasure in going out to the club or the bar or whatever, but I know some people do. My way of pleasure is me and my girlfriend, we just cook for the night and we watch a movie and color or whatever, right? But that's could be completely different for somebody else. But the point is, there should be that thing where you, like, kind of relieve whatever you brought into your mindset from the previous week, the work all that you had to undergo, as long as that work was sufficient and as long as you can understand that, yeah, this was productive, this is pushing me forward, then I'm all for it.
Okay, so I guess the next question would be for you, is it meaningful to go and just indulge in drinking, like degenerate things, and just looking for a different girl every time and just somebody to simply have fun with and just to have sex, then, like you said, having a girlfriend where you can spend quality time with her, because at the end of the day, she's going to be your wife one day, right? Like, what's more meaningful? Right. Because, look, they're both pleasure, you said, right? They're both something that brings you pleasure and kind of takes you away from the workplace. They both do that. But it's like, is there an answer you can say where it's, this is more meaningful than the other? Or is it, like, just simply subjective?
Right, well, I mean, for your first question, what's meaningful for me, like I just mentioned, it'd be me spending quality time, right? But I can't really answer what's meaningful for somebody else. I don't know. If someone goes out to the bar and they're doing it strictly for the reason you're just to find a girl that they can hook up with and take back home to their apartment later that night, then... exactly, right. But some people go just because they're extroverted and they like to have social conversations with others and they like those social environments and they just look to have, quote-unquote, a good time, not so much indulge in the rest of what you were saying, or even potentially find a partner that they can spend quality time with, right? And if we're asking, like, is that meaningful? I mean, define meaningful, like, is for, like, towards your purpose? I'd tell you, like, how would we want to define meaningful?
Well, of course, you would want to define it in a way that's purposeful for you and the life that you have envisioned in front of you. And here's the thing with me, one of the ways that, I'll be honest, like Mike said, before, maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, I had the mindset where I was looking forward to how could I have fun and how could I have a time where it was, what can I do to make myself feel better? And I feel like at the same time, like, nothing is wrong with telling yourself that you want to make yourself feel good. But I think there's, when you find purpose above yourself, you don't think about what your fun and your pleasure comes from simply even helping people. Like, that could be your time to relieve your stress even. Like, just help somebody, find a way to go and talk to somebody new, help them out. Like, just find something with the other person that you can do that will create a memory than just doing it because I want to feel good and I want to relieve stress and I want to go and have fun and sleep around and all these type of stuff. I think there's a greater purpose that you can find yourself, and especially with a person that like I became by, you know, walking with the Lord and stuff, it helped me to find that bigger meaning, bigger purpose, to not say, okay, how can I make myself feel better? Because me having a good time is just simply helping people. So if I can make that every day of my life, there's really no specific day I can devote to going to a bar to make me feel good, because every day I'm living makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to unpack there, but I'll spin it back to if we're defining meaningful as purposeful, right? Which I agree, that's how I would like to go about it. And then I'm just going to circle back to what I said in the beginning, which is, yeah, if you are going just to like, to relieve stress and to be in the social environment and meet new people, see if you can form new connections, maybe even find a person, a quality person, which I wouldn't really advise looking for at a bar, but some people do find that there. So that's completely fine. And that is what allows you to go into next week's work and be more productive, go into it with a better mind and everything. Then I'd say go for it. That's more purposeful. If you are going in it to find someone to sleep around with, like you mentioned, then of course that's not purposeful. It's all about how you approach these things.
Yeah, so I want to say something too, because I think there's a big difference between like empty pleasure and then fulfilling pleasure, because they're two sides of like on each spectrum. So
they're both pleasure at the end of the day, just one.
Yeah, so empty pleasure, that could be something, right? If you were, this goes back to the quote. Can I read this quote that we wrote down? So so this is from Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. It's a great book. He said, when a person can't find a deep sense of meaning, they distract themselves with pleasure. Every human being is designed to chase after a meaning or a purpose, like regardless, that's something that's innately built into us, to chase something beyond ourselves. It's the hierarchy of needs. It's self-actualization. And so when someone has everything in life, right? Let's say for a person who lives in the suburbs, he has food, he has a good family, everything's good. And all of a sudden he's left with, okay, I actually need to think, like, I have everything now. What do I do now? Now you should look at something beyond, but it's scary to look beyond, right? It's scary to look at your purpose. It's scary to look at the future and what you want to create. So therefore they kind of come back, like they kind of back away from that and they think, oh, I'm going to have my fun and enjoyment from playing video games all day because I have the time, or maybe smoking with my friends or something like that. And those things, like, they're fun in the moment, but they relieve you from the fact that you're not fulfilling your purpose. So that's why people find these things enjoyable, because you don't have to really have a whole conversation with someone about how jerking off is wrong. Like, is bad, is like not really the best decision that they can do with their time, or maybe smoking weed isn't the best decision that you can do with your time to fulfill your purpose.
But then there will be people who will say that these type of things are good because they release my stress, bro. Like, what's wrong with doing it? Because there's no, like, there's nobody in their life or something, or even the thought of God, right? The higher power telling, like, saying, okay, is that really meaningful? Like, is that what gives you purpose? Is that something that's gonna really, like, give you meaning or, like, purpose? So they just say, it's because I make these rules for myself and say, this is just simply what makes me feel good. But, like, at the end of the day, it's just emptiness. What does that really lead to? I don't know.
Yeah,
what do you guys think?
It's vanity. So, I mean, when it comes to that, it goes to stress. What is stress? There's fulfilling stress, and then there's empty stress. You're stressing for no meaning. You're stressing, and you want to relieve that stress with things that also have no meaning, right? Temporarily relieve yourself from that, versus stress that actually fulfills you. Your work, if you're stressed at work, but you genuinely care about it, and it's something that is meaningful, you'll take that stress. Like, you won't need to relieve yourself from the stress because you care about it, right? Suffering ceases to exist when it's found meaning. That's from the book as well, The Man's Search for Meaning. What did I say?
Suffering ceases to exist when it's found meaning.
Suffering ceases to exist when it's found meaning. So you don't suffer anymore once you find meaning, right? And the next question is, okay, how do I find meaning? What do I do, right? If I were to ask a young guy, oh, maybe you should go spend some more time with yourself. Like, they don't really know how to do that, right? They kind of, oh, I don't really know what that means. So they go on their phone, they scroll, oh, this is spending time with myself, alone. They don't want to be alone. They don't want to be lonely. Why? Because they haven't found themselves. They're not comfortable in their own skin. A couple years ago, like, I would need to text people. I would need to keep up with people and see what other people are doing and be like so distracted, because if I were to spend that time with just myself, I wouldn't like it, because all of a sudden all these emotions are popping up. I have to deal with all these things, responsibility, stress about the future. I don't want to think about these things, get distracted, boom, again and again and again. And it's a constant cycle until you're slapped in the face by reality. Wow, now you actually need to grow up. Wow, now you actually need to wake up and actually do something with your life, or you'll be a loser, right? That's what it comes down to.
I love the story that you were talking about, like the old man, or not the old man, but the man with the family. He has already everything, and now he needs to figure out what to do. And the same thing with the guy, with the boy too. He goes and scrolls on his phone because he feels like he's losing things. It all comes down to, like, the big question is, like, what are you escaping from? This is what we talked about from the before the pod. And this is like, because everybody escapes from something or from one another, and it's just a matter of figuring out what that is directly. And the best way to figure that out is exactly what you said, to find your purpose, to find your meaning, which we have a whole separate episode about that they can go check out if they want to know more about or know how to find their meaning. But that's like the reality to it, if you were to ask me. It's just, you need to find your purpose. You need to find your meaning.
Dude, I feel like people nowadays do not take their life as seriously as they think they should, right? Like, yeah. We enjoy our lives, but we also take it seriously, right? Mm-hmm. We can't deny that. And so for people to be like... why do you take it seriously? It's like, what, do you take your life a joke, right? So I feel like with social media too, it's painted this picture of, if you look in any comment section, it's, they're clowning on the person. It depends what you watch, of course, but you're clowning on the person. People are making fun of you. People are just jokes all day long. If you scroll on social media, look at like most comment sections, especially from things that are popular, people are just clowning each other. And it's like, you look at that constantly. Oh my gosh, like, people don't actually, people are constantly joking about
video.
Things.
Like, you watch a video that's about motivation.
It's like, bro's yapping. Bro's just yapping about nothing. It's like, dude.
They'll still find something to joke about. It's actually crazy. It's like, people really need to start taking something seriously. Like, nobody's asking them, like, if you work the whole week and you actually dedicate your time and everything the whole week, and then on weekends you go hang out with your friends, right? But there's a different type of ways to have fun, right? For example, we have fun by gathering up with your like friends, you know, and then talking about life, talking about something that is meaningful, right? And then other people just so they can escape the reality, they go to bar and they go hook up with girls and they drink until they're hammered. They come back home, they don't remember what they did. Like, how can that be healthy at all? Like, you know what I mean? You can say, oh, I worked so hard and then, boom, this shit happened. Like, how are you going to say that this was healthy at all? Like, it's not. People need to understand that there's healthy ways to have fun and there's unhealthy ways to have fun, and there's no both. You can't say, well, guess what? I worked so hard this weekend. Why can't I have unhealthy thing I can do? And, well, it doesn't exist like that, you know? Because as soon as because you got to understand, like, you can't be a successful person in a sense with like, yeah, sure, you can be making money, but is that really success? Is that all you want? Because when you ask someone that, I mean, they can say, oh yeah, I want money, but that's not all they want, right? Because if you don't have health, you don't have wealth, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have money.
Relationships.
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. Or if you don't have a good relationship, or if you don't have good wife, a good partner that you're gonna live the rest of your life, you're not really happy. They're not, because money can't do all those things, you know what I mean? But then they start at a young age, they start chasing money, and they leave all these things out, and then later it just doesn't happen because they're already so messed up. I mean, even Cole was talking about it too. They're so messed up with hooking up with different girls that they can't settle with one anymore, you know what I mean? So that's the thing about it. Young kids, they want to have fun, at the same time they want to have good health and have a good relationship with girls. But that's not how it comes, you know what I mean? You either actually live a fulfilling life and, you know, get away from this degenerate things, and then, you know, have a good wife really settle yourself with good responsibility stuff, or you don't, you know what I mean? Like, there's no thing as like having both, because that's not how it works. Like, it truly doesn't align at all.
I got a question for you.
So you said the bars is unhealthy, correct?
Yeah.
So well, depends, would you say right? a cheesecake is a cheesecake unhealthy?
Yeah, it is.
But we still eat cheesecake.
Exactly.
So what's where
is the balance between okay, when you're yeah. saying because you're
it's a great question.
Where is it? Are you saying you can't do anything unhealthy because you are doing something unhealthy by eating a dessert, but you're still participating in the action? So where is the line?
Well, here's the thing, right? It is unhealthy, right? Going out because you don't know what they're putting in that food, right? It is unhealthy at the end of the day, but it depends how you consume that thing, right? For example, there are people on weekends where they just go like, you know what? I'm just going to go in the morning. I'm going to have Wawa. And then in the afternoon, I'm going to go to another restaurant. And at dinner, I'm going to go to another restaurant. Well, these three things that I just listed are really bad to do in a day, if you ask me.
We're just doing takeout, yeah. Takeout stuff.
Or even that. Like, doesn't matter. You're still indulging your body with some, like, poison because you don't know what people put in that food, right? Every once in a while, going out, eating those things, is sure, it's not bad, right? It doesn't change the fact that it's fast food, though, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't change the fact that it's unhealthy. But it's the manner of how people do things, right? Do things, like with going to a bar. I mean, dude, yeah, you can go and have a drink with your friend, right? But not to the point where you get hammered, you don't remember what you did. Then he gets unhealthy. And then it's hard for them to kind of go back to the good habits because, you know, guess what? Their body's still asking for that. And you got to understand, like, when your body's asking for those pleasure things, you can't be productive. You can't focus on that thing because you have to have that first in order for your body to be fulfilled. That's how I was, right? I was like, after school, I had to play video games. And if I didn't play video games, I couldn't focus on my homework. I couldn't really go hit the gym. You know, I would delay going to the gym for 30 minutes just so I can, you know, play video game first. And I know there's a lot of people that have a habit like that. They would just come back home, drop their school bag and just go play video games. And then homework, eating, and all these other things would come after. Right. So that's not how it should be. And that's the thing with unhealthy fun. Right. People start going to bars and all these things and they need to fulfill that again the next week and the next week and the next week and they can't get off it. So might as well not do it. Right. Do the healthy fun. Because, dude, I'm pretty sure like even those people that say, oh, going to a bar is fun and hooking up with a girl is fun. But if they actually found what fun is, like a healthy, not fun, but what healthy way to have fun is, then they would not be going back to that because I haven't find me a single person that was into drinking drugs and then they got out of it. They found a group of people that is a healthy environment,
right?
And they go back to that. I mean, there's not a single person, right? Because once you know the true, like once you understand like the difference between those two, you do not want to go back to the degenerate stuff because we came out of that stuff, right? And we definitely don't want to go back there. So they can do the same too. It's just understanding how bad it is. People don't understand how bad it is.
Nor are they told, like...
Yeah.
I'll be honest. When we give advice, right? I remember we had this conversation too before we even started filming and stuff. But you said, like, I don't want to tell people that this is the right way. I feel like if we don't tell people that, okay, there's a difference between right and wrong, they're just going to be confused. I don't think it's a solving problem when you just say, just do you, and if this is what makes you feel good, then that's how you know it is. Like, I feel like there's a specific time where you can give that advice, but at the same time, when it comes to topics where it's, like, is drinking good or is drinking bad? You can't say, I, Sadula, can't tell you what's good and bad. Yes, I can. Like, I know it's drinking is bad. You know, it's common sense. Why are we losing common sense? Why do people want to lose common sense? Why are they saying, well, dude, if that makes you feel good, then do it. Like, cool. No, sometimes we don't have to overthink some of the things. We just have to say, sure, like me saying that's wrong. Like, does this come down to feelings already? Do people don't feel good when I say drinking is bad? Does that hurt their feelings? Well, suck it up, because you're gonna have to get used to it. You will get reality check at some point.
You reap what you sow.
Might as well do it now. So I feel like if somebody's gonna be drinking, and I say, dude, you know what? Like, I personally can't tell you if that's right or wrong. That person is gonna be like, well, you know what? Then I'll make sure to tell myself, okay, it's right. I'll keep doing it. I really didn't do much favor for that person. And especially when somebody comes to you for help, like there are people that actually need help about this stuff and they can't decide. And when I tell them, hey, like, and I explain to them why it's wrong, why is it not right, how it can lead to misery and stuff, that will make sense. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I'm still going to go with my point here, which
no, go ahead.
You don't tell someone how to live their life. That's something that I at least stand by is everyone. Why you can say things are good and bad. You technically can, like in the situation of drinking. But what I come to find is it's so situational for certain answers. And I think when it comes to something like your youth, which is our topic today on how you should approach it, this is a situational question in terms of, will you enjoy, for example, reading? Like, for most teenagers, what you enjoy, they don't enjoy. And there's nothing wrong with that. There are some people that genuinely enjoy video games, like you were talking about that. I would not tell someone to allocate away from that thing that they find pleasure in as long as there's a balance between it, right? That's the whole thing, is it's so situational upon the person.
If it's not, like, actually, like, hurting them, like, you exactly. can tell if something's hurting them or not.
Josh on this one.
Exactly.
Hours and hours and hours of video games a day.
That's
yes.
awful. I'm not. Yeah. I'm gonna tell anyone that's awful, but you have to explicitly state that beforehand for me to say that. Mm-hmm. You know, if I just say I play video games and you're playing 20 minutes a day and that helps you just get back into doing your homework, believe it or
but
not.
But like, yeah,
I
mean, you can't, like, lie to yourself at the end yeah. of the day. You can't yeah, be, you like, be like, is this hurting me or not? Mm-hmm. What do I want? Is this aligned with my values? Is this aligned with
absolutely.
What I want in life?
That's so, right.
So how I approach with this topic is, as we always say, is knowing yourself. I think that's the core element of everything. I really do. So understand that at the situation of you, where you are at life right now, look at where it's at. Look at where you want to go. Not what our goals are, right? We have different goals, right? We're going to talk about what goals we have and how that's aligned. But you have your own goals, and you have to figure out what's the best work or balance to get that goal.
But also look at the actions that you're taking right now and ask yourself, okay, what do I want? And is the actions that I'm taking going to get me where I want to go? Because you reap what mm-hmm. you sow. Your actions are always going to be the leading cause of what you get out of life. So if you wake up the next morning after being drunk and you're kind of just like empty, like you're kind of just feel like empty. I used to feel like that after drinking or at a night or smoking weed, especially the next day I would wake up with just brain fog and I felt like shit. Was it really worth it? At what cost was I really doing it for? Just to have fun? And I really had to ask myself those questions, and it might be a tough conversation to have with myself, but people really need to face themselves and stop turning away from themselves and ask themselves those questions. What do I want? Oh, I don't know. I kind of just want to smoke weed every day. Come on. Like, let's all agree to the fact that smoking weed every day and playing video games all day long is not your purpose or anything like
yeah,
that.
Right.
Agreed. So it's not like you can never play video games ever again or not have a sip of alcohol, right? But the difference between getting black drunk and messing, like not being aligned to your goals, not being aligned to your highest version right. of yourself. The highest version of yourself is not gonna be addicted and be to these like such menial things, right? We all know that. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's just about how it makes you productive. And, sorry. Well, that's all.
I wouldn't say it's about even being productive. It's just about.
That's part of it, right? But not the whole thing.
I want to cycle back to kind of where you were talking about in the beginning of the podcast, which is if like there's one thing that I tell somebody right after this episode, or even right now, pauses, actually take some time with yourself. If I'm asking, like, what's the biggest indicator of, especially at your youth, on why you're not going where you want to do, is you are afraid to spend solitude. Like, genuinely, I know, Mike, you're someone that genuinely enjoys it, and obviously it's going to be different for everybody. But what practices helped you enjoy that time by yourself? What would you recommend right here, right then?
Anybody
can chime in. I just
watch
don't
our
mind.
Episode on purpose. Shameless plug.
No, I mean, what I would say is, like, the first thing you gotta ask yourself is, what do you want in life? That's what it comes down to.
Do you think someone should be sitting down while doing this? Do you think someone
should
go
to walk?
Bro,
it's not that deep. But
oh, I'm asking
how did you,
you
go about
I'm
it?
Asking you.
No, like, you can, like, you just go into your room and just get out a piece of paper and you just start just thinking about things. And when if I were to ask, like I said, like I've asked like younger guys too, like who I've worked with, whatever, like, okay, what do you want in life? What do you dream about? Like, oh, I don't know. And they get kind of stressed out thinking about it because I put them on the spot. But when you're alone with yourself, you're not put on the spot. But it's also, you have to face the fact that all the actions that you were taking previously, oh, I kind of was playing video games, like, or I kind of was like texting this girl who doesn't really like me, or I was kind of scrolling like for no reason, like, what do I actually want instead? right? You take these actions, but what do you want to do instead? That's what you have to really ask yourself. And people kind of get overwhelmed when they think about 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead. Wow, I don't even know. It seems so scary, right? But don't be a victim of your situation, because we were put on this earth for a reason, right? And that's, we're here to find out what we're here, what purpose we are here to serve and stuff like that. And when you look at it like a, almost like a game, right? Like a, exactly. When you're like, okay, what's my mission? What's the quest I should go on? And yeah, I mean, what I would tell someone is just get clean too. Like start to just, it, like, if you work on, if you eat healthy foods, if you kind of go to the gym, start working out, if you get around good people, if you clean up your room, exactly. clean up your bed, like it will always be good for you. You can't tell me like
it doesn't work.
Building good habits is just going to be detrimental. You really, it really can't be detrimental. You know what I mean? And once you do those things for you, you realize, wow, it's like, I actually feel good about this. Like I actually feel better than what I did after I'd smoke weed, or like, this is actually a better feeling than doing the degenerate stuff. So what I would say to them is just to try things that would help you develop yourself, or do things that you know is nice for the world, that you know that can kind of, if you go to the out, if I'm working, right, and I'm a server, I'm going to just try to be nice to someone. Why? Why not? Right? See what it's like. And wow, like I made this person feel good about themselves. It makes me feel good. This is a better feeling than being, than trying to chase that feeling of pleasure. So you really just test things out. What I would tell someone is, yeah, go sit down with yourself, ask yourself what you want, dream as big as possible, but also test things out. Go and clean your room. Go eat new foods. Go and meet new people. Go experience new things, not just the next beer that comes out, not the next porn star, not the next bunch of reels that you need to watch. Don't do those things, because, I mean, you don't have to really argue about watching reels is just a waste of time. It can be. It is for a lot of people. I think, 99% of the time, unless you're like, you're trying to look for something, inspiration, yeah. or you're trying to look for something intentionally, which most of the time I've tried and it doesn't work out. I'm stuck in a loop, right? What'd you say?
Why wouldn't you just search it up then?
Because on social media, you could find things. You can use social media to your advantage, yeah, but you
use the search bar.
But I'm going to scroll instead, bro. I get more dopamine. Well, dopamine and the intentional searches. So, yeah, that's what I would tell someone.
I like it. You have a point.
Well, I'm going to talk about something
else. I want to talk something else. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck you.
Fuck!
Let's go. So, I want to talk about like, the whole...
So, quote. Actually...
Shut the fuck up. I want to talk about the...
I'll take his mic, bro.
Thank you. I want to talk about the quote. It's like... Because I think this is another focal point in this conversation, where it was talking about that same thing where I'm here for a good time, not a long time, right? And the biggest thing, quote unquote.
Okay, first of all, can I kind of can I know, like when they say I'm here for a good time and not a long time, like what?
That's them saying, like the people that I've heard it from in my own experience are like the people, this was like in like high school, early high school, and they're the same ones that are constantly smoking vape pods in their pockets. Clubbing, hanging out every weekend, nothing meaningful, nothing purposeful, whatever. Because indulging in those pleasures is a good time. So, and the longer time would be the opposite. I don't know. Maybe like you go to college and you
try to,
yeah, you sacrifice things so that the better, the longer your life is, the better it is. Whatever, right? And the biggest thing here is I want to talk about the conversation of college, because a lot of guys, what happens is they hit FOMO when they talk about college.
Ooh, and that was what I was going to talk about.
Nice. It's FOMO. Because what happens is they see all the bunch of their buddies, and Mike can attest to this the most. He even brought it up in the last podcast. A bunch of their buddies go out and they're going off to college, and there are a lot of your friends that your hometown friends, these are the people that you literally grew up with, are no longer around you. And now what happens is you feel alone, and you're like, okay, fuck, well, just to be with them or just to be with someone, I kind of have to go to college myself, right? Because you think you're going to miss out on those same parties that aren't going to be brought to you if you stayed in your hometown and if you stayed focused on in your own environment and your own work you like to indulge in. And we can even talk about this more often than not, or we have our own, I forget the word is, but our mother, who constantly told us that some of her best years of her life were in college. And I'm sure that a bunch of other kids hear the same thing from their parents. So not only do you have society's norms of going to college is the more safer route, or not only do you have the idea of all your friends going on to college, but then you also have the idea of your own parents sitting down with you and telling you, yeah, like these were the greatest times of your life. Like all these little things come up to your head and they're like, damn, I guess this is my only way, even though I don't want to indulge in those parties or I don't want to miss out on the fun, right? But the thing is, you don't have to. Like I mentioned in the beginning, you can do both. You can just sacrifice the quote-unquote youth while still enjoying it and to have those parties, if that's what you so much so desire, later on in your life. What were you going to say, Ben?
Well, I was, when I was talking about FOMO, we were, before the podcast, talking about what's the largest contribution to why people choose. What's a FOMO? Well, fear of missing out.
Okay.
What's the largest contribution of people not choosing the path of, you know, focusing on themselves? And I think it is fully, in terms of the largest contribution, FOMO, fear of missing out.
It's just conforming.
Not
what everyone else is doing, you just follow.
It's just like, it's scary to think about, like, he just...
Not being part of the crowd.
Our mom has told us multiple times that her best times were in college, living the college life. Like, I'm going to be a little scared. She said the best times of her life. I'm going to miss out on the best. I'm scared of missing out.
Coming from your mother too, yeah. Things. It weighs exactly. A lot.
And there's probably a bunch of kid parents there.
And there's... exactly. It's plentiful. But what I wanted to cover... Jeez, I'm not used to this seat. is what do you guys... How would you address the concept of FOMO? What would you tell people in terms of... I want to take a hands-on first because... Luckily, I didn't tell you guys beforehand, but I had a conversation with... So I played soccer for the audience.
Oh, you did?
Yes. for the audience. That's why I said for the audience. And I played with a teammate of mine who also has a brother who's a little younger. And he was a senior. I stopped by to watch a soccer practice. And after, we had a long conversation. And he was just telling me about his future and how he's a little worried. He doesn't necessarily enjoy the parties. He's a grinder. Like, I know him personally. He's a grinder. But he was asking, he's like, do you ever just get scared that you're going to miss out? Because his brother now, he played soccer. He's a big partier. Right? I'm not going to give any names here. But
the younger brother or the older
brother? The older brother.
The older
brother. Yeah, and then I'm talking to the younger brother because he's like, well, my old brother is like having a good time. But that's not something I really want to pursue. How did you go about it? My biggest thing... is people think it's weird. That's the sad thing. People think it's weird to live a life where, you know, you're focusing on yourself at such an early life. It's abnormal.
How I got asked, well, how do you have fun?
Yeah, how do you have fun? Like this is the legit stereotype. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And I told him straight up, is like...
It hurts, bro.
It might hurt. You're going to feel like you're going to miss out on some stuff. But deep down, you're doing what you love. Like, that doesn't resonate with you. You genuinely don't have a passion for that stuff. So you want to either fake it till you make it, like that bullshit statement, or do you want to go and you want to pursue what you genuinely enjoy and people will call you weird, but you'll be the person you truly are. And to me, in terms of what has helped my life more than ever, is finally acting like the person I truly feel and am around other people. And that, to me, and to anyone's advice, that's what I say.
You can show the audience how you act as well.
Well, yeah, I fucking have pterodactyl noises under my belt. Pig noises, cow noises. Which one do you want to hear?
Pterodactyl.
Wait, I have a question. So when that fear of missing out, right? When you hear that personally from your mother and you too, what fear comes to mind? Fear of missing out what? What do you miss
experience.
Out?
The quote-unquote best years of her best years of her life.
The people you're
going to
meet, the bars,
the
you know, the lack of responsibility you have at this age, all
those
factors.
Yeah, you hear the
factors.
American dream. Do you know what that is? It's
hit me.
The American dream is like you and
you
all your high school buddies.
You? What? You want him to hit you?
Josh,
go for it.
The idea of like you and all your buddies, the football games, like all in college or whatever, and then like you experiencing that fun or whatever, and it's like, it's a whole separate thing, but it's essentially just that, like you having those pleasures, those parties, those football games, those hangouts.
Do you personally find that like a fearful type of thing? I mean,
no,
nothing's wrong with it,
no.
But do you personally? Fear of missing out.
Yeah. I mean, I've experienced it once. I went to college. I just had a horrible... Oh, what was the question?
Do I fear
missing out?
Yeah, because he said he went there, so he would kind of know what he might be missing out on. I personally never went to a frat party or never went to like a college football game. I've seen it through TV and stuff, but that's so... The whole I'm never fearful for that. I think that's just for me, degenerate, and you're not missing out on anything.
Exactly, because you know what you want.
I had a great time until I didn't. And this was just external circumstances of it was raining and my phone died from water damage.
Oh my god,
and
I remember this.
Yeah, no funny story. I'll be really brief. I go up to college first time, Penn State University. So I go with... Well, I fucking should have said that. Anyway, I came out with a friend, good friend, but not great. And he finds a woman from Westchester or a different college for the weekend. So he dips me. The game happens. I had a great time in the game, and I'll speak on that next. But after the game or during the game, it was raining the whole time. Turns out my phone has water damage after the game. Oh. I have no communication with anybody. I'm stuck in a university where I can't contact anybody. And I'm with four people that I've never met before, his roommates, and that's how I spent my Saturday. So I had a...
Were you drinking or not?
Pretty... At the tailgate, yes. The tailgate before, and that's what I was going to speak on. That was a great time. I genuinely enjoyed it. It was very fun. Mm-hmm. Engaging with all these people, just doing some... I mean, it was some wacko shit for sure, but also the...
Would you do it again?
Experience. I'd say so. Not necessarily the drink part, but going up to a football game, maybe I would chime in the drinking.
Why would you drink again?
I would probably chime in the drink. It just makes it better, but I love the environment. I love the environment. I love the everybody in a crowd cheering for a team. I love the sports type of vibe to it. So all I got to say, when you say fear of missing out, I've experienced it. And then what I'd say about it is I don't miss it. I wouldn't say I miss it. Would I experience it again? Yeah.
Dude, I have the fear of missing out on my potential, bro. That's what people should be fearing. They should fear not living up to what they were born to do. Mm. They should fear not making every single year the best year, right? Because like your mom said, like her best years were in college, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say screw that. I want to make every single year from now on better than the last one. 1% exactly. better every year. 5% better every year. Something like that. That should be like the mindset. Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Well, if we're doing 1% better a day, technically it'd be like...
What was it? 365% a year.
No,
right, guys?
No,
right?
No. It's like drastically larger than that.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever. But that's beyond the point. That's so true, then. Yeah, it's well just said. Very well said.
Yeah, it just depends what you want. Do you want to miss out on those experiences, or do you want to miss out on what you're capable of doing, right? And most people are afraid of all because they're not competent in things, right? So what you need to do is just like start cleaning your room.
Yeah.
That's where I would start, is clean your damn room.
Yeah. Just step like, by step, little steps. Yeah.
If I were to tell my younger self, bro, just clean your room, dude. Like you're what are you doing?
Was it that bad when you were younger?
It wasn't that bad. It's not like it dirty. It wasn't dirty, but there was like the bed was a mess. What?
You were a dirty boy.
No, was it? I wouldn't say so.
I've seen your room.
Well, the clothes were like popping out the drawers, like the bed's a mess. I have like my desk is like littered with stuff. So yeah. I wouldn't say dirty though. It was just untidy.
Unorganized.
Untidy AF.
As fuck.
Yeah.
As fuck.
I've had conversations with people who are transitioning from, you know, graduating to going to high school. I mean, college. And a lot of the times for me personally, like most of the people that I talk to, they don't want to go there, but they feel so much pressure from their parents that they're so afraid on what it is that they might do outside of college. It's almost like the only thing they see is college. They're so brainwashed, whether that be by the parents or the school system, that's the way, bro. Like, really, they think there's nothing else. Everything else you do, you're going to fail. But in college, you're going to succeed. That's it. It's a guaranteed job. It's a guaranteed degree. It's a guaranteed life. It's a guaranteed fulfilled life.
Retirement, die.
Like, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, people are almost so fixated on, this is it. When I go to college, I have things laid out for myself as if. But I think that's a big, fat lie. It really is. Because you have to ask yourself, exactly. You have to ask yourself that question. Are you missing out on your potential, I would say potential purpose on doing something else than going to college and what your parents told you to do. Because at the end of the day, that's just what it comes down to. Most of the people say, yeah, my mom said it, my dad said it, my parents said, do this and that. So I'm just going to pursue it. Well, my dad's an engineer, so I'm going to go in the same field, but I'm just going to choose business and stuff. And I mean, I think it's a good thing that they're at least going a different route. But at the end of the day, there's just so much fear that is coming from them that, like, that's it. College is the only thing. Do you guys think that plays a role in why people have this, understanding of missing out and a fear of missing out?
1,000%. What are you missing out? Yeah, because we talk about escaping things or whatever. In this scenario, it's you trying to escape from your parents' guilt, essentially, or whatever their perspective towards you might look like, right? Like, nobody wants to be shameful towards their parents or be, quote-unquote, a disappointment. Like, people even say that, like, oh, if I don't go to college, my parents will look at me as a disappointment or whatever, and that's just so harmful in so many different ways. It's actually hilarious.
Dude, it's terrible. Funny.
It's just about, like, what do you want? Like, it's your life, not your parents at the end of the day.
So, bro, I feel like sometimes parents, I don't know how it works in America, but I know that in Europe and, like outside of U.S., I feel like parents use that example to tell their kids, oh, I'm going to be so ashamed you didn't go to college or whatever, just to scare them so they go to college. I'm being serious. Because the next day they'll be like, you know what, I support you in whatever you do. But the next then they'll be like, but you have to go to college. You know what I mean? It's like they're almost trying to scare you and trying to throw this obstacle that is in life that, you know, if you don't go to college, you're going to fail. You know what I mean? It's like, it's like they take it as like it's their responsibility to tell their kids and kind of force them to go to college just so they can be safe knowing that their kid is going to have a paycheck every month. But that's not
right.
But it doesn't change that. Like, you know what I mean? They're going to support you no matter what.
So selfish, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It is at the same time. It's like they just tell you that to scare you. And one thing I want to touch up on is I don't want to go too far with this, but like, I think having a fear in life is not necessarily always a good thing. And especially at a young, like what we're talking about, youth, right?
It depends what kind of fear, right? Yeah.
So if you're having a fear of like, oh, if I don't go to college and I'm going to miss out on frat parties and I'm going to miss out on getting a degree and all this, kids at my age are already going to be working at an official job while I'm going to be, you know, just starting a business from scratch. You know, you shouldn't be really scared because, you know, you got to understand life isn't just a sprint, right? It's a full marathon. Like, you know, like people need to understand one thing, all right? We don't all have the same path, right? Some people want to get a degree and be a doctor, right? That's what they're passionate about. It doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong. And if I don't do that, I'm missing out. Because then you can always flip on them and say, well, you're missing out on being free. You know what I mean? Because in college, you got to wake up at, not a lot of kids want to wake up at 9 a.m. just go to school and listen to their professor. Like, if you think about it, right, I can just play this card and be like, well, I'm free than they are, for example, right? And then they can be like, well, I'm going to be more safe than you are, right? And we can always argue about this, and it's not about that. I'm not missing out on anything. You're not missing out on anything if it's true purpose. Like, it's really not. You're only missing out, like, on those kind of things if you're, like, fearful and if you're like scared of you're not going to end up anywhere, because you know there, if you don't have any purpose and you don't have anything you want to do and then you decide to go to college, that makes sense, because that's better than just sitting home not knowing what you're doing, right? At least go try doing that, right? But then there's people that actually have purpose, but they're so fearful of just stepping out and being like, yo, you know what? I don't want to go to college. This is what I pursue. People are going to ridicule it first. They're going to be like, oh, well, you know, what are you talking about? You're talking nonsense. You're going to start a business? Come on. Your family went to college. Like, all of them went to college. And then you're just going to be like, oh, exception. You know what I mean? They're going to start telling you all these things. But, you know, you got to show them with actions, and you got to believe so hard. And so, like, you have to be so faithful to that. That it will come, you know what I mean? Like, that's just what it comes down to. Just like how people are so faithful that if I go to college, I'm going to have a guaranteed job. And it's not even guaranteed. Like, I just heard this from people that went to college. I'm not speaking out of my ass. That's the thing. Like, they don't understand. They're like, well, you haven't experienced it. You can't talk about it. Well, you know what I mean? I don't really need to experience it, you know, when there's someone that already told me about this, right? Somebody went to college and they were not guaranteed a job. I mean, I've seen a lot of
people in
Georgia,
especially
now, too.
Like, things change. Just like what Cole said. The whole conception with getting a job and really keeping that job is so different than what it used to be. So things change, and you know, if you don't kind of adapt and see yourself in it, that's why you see so many people now are more pushing towards social media and internet, because it changes, things change. So if you're not adaptable to that, people are just, people think you're crazy for being in social media. They're like, whoa, social media, what is that? You know what I mean? Because they have no idea what it can do.
Yeah, I love, like, I think you said it really well too, both of you guys. It is constantly changing. And then the fear, the whole thing fear, it's, like, to me, it's just like, how do you use it? Like, I'll tell you right now, I'm scared. Matter of fact, I'm scared as fuck. I'm scared that I won't grow up to become better and better every year. I won't grow up to not be able to provide for my family if there are those around me, right?
That's, that's a better fear than missing out on drinking and having unintelligent conversations.
Yeah, and like, you have to embrace these things. Like, you don't need to play this whole I'm Batman, I'm not afraid of anything masculine role. You can like embrace this thing, and I use it as an advantage in mind. Like, this is one of my strengths, right? Me being able to acknowledge it so that it pushes me forward and it helps me excel towards these things so that I can provide, so that I can become better and better.
I think longest fear doesn't get to person and be like, oh, they start panicking, then it's bad. Dude, but if it's a fear of like,
if fear's pushing you to take the right actions, then
that's good. Like, use the fear. Use these weaknesses as your strengths.
That's because, like, dude, that's, I feel like when people have so much fear of like, if I don't go to college, I'm going to be a failure, to the point where they start becoming they become sensitive, and they start almost becoming like, use that word a lot. They become,
NPCs?
No. almost like
people that have
reactive, right? They're like, they're just doing things based off of what people tell them. If I'm going to college, somebody tells me, yo, you should sign up for being a doctor because, bro, you get paid a lot. So they start like being reactive.
Yeah, and they start joining money.
And they start because of money. And then they forget what's in their head. Like what Cole was saying, you got to sit down and say, what would you do for the rest of your life? Knowing you're, like, for example, you're not going to get paid. What are you going to be longing to do? If it's being a doctor, go for it. But don't go because it's for money. Mm-hmm. And that's how I thought college was. You know what I mean? I'm going to choose a career that's going to make me a lot of money. That's the only reason why I didn't go to college, because there was nothing I found in college, a career that was going to, that I was going to fulfill with, like, doing the work that I was going to like. There was really nothing. So that's why I personally didn't go.
Yeah, it's the fear that's actually like...
Like, don't let money fear you, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to make money when you love what you're doing. Because, you know, everyone has done that. When you love something, money's just a byproduct.
Yeah, so, that's like, what is actually... Like, not only using the fear to your right advantage, but what is it that you're actually fearful of? Like, is it me fearing that if I don't go to college, my parents are going to be disappointed in me? Or is it me fearing that, even though I don't want to go to college, or is it me fearing that I'm not going to become the best version of myself, right? Like, and I don't want to get the wrong, like, I don't want people to have the wrong idea.
We're not, why are you taking life so seriously? Why do you want to be the best version of yourself, bro? Yeah.
I want to, like, I don't want people to get the wrong idea. We're not here to villainize your parents or whatever. Like, it's not, like, we know that they want the best for you. It's just that I don't think they know what is the best for you. Not all the time.
Boom! Right?
So, like, it's boom. It's boom.
Dude, let's also think about it, too. Because I had someone text me in a bomb session. What? So I've had someone been, like, texting me on Instagram and stuff like that. They've been kind of struggling with the fact that they can't really fit in with this group of people and stuff like that. And this person was telling me, he was like, oh, I kind of want to smoke weed, but should I? No. And he was like, oh, I kind of want to drink, but should I? No. And then he was like, should I go to the gym? Yeah. Should I work hard? Yes. And I was like, why would you want to even smoke or drink in the first place? I asked him this. And he said, oh, well, all my friends do it and stuff like that. And I just want to fit in. My bad.
Like, we're actually horrible fear.
He says, I just want to fit in. I just want to, like, be accepted. But and I told him, I literally said to him, I said, would you really want to spend your time around people who do that type of stuff? Like, let's be honest. Look at the people who smoke weed, drink, look forward to the weekends and stuff. Like, what are the conversations that they're having? What are the results that they have in life? Are they jacked? Maybe some, but probably not a lot, right?
Are they happy? Like, if you keep using these substances, bro, so you the weed makes me happy, so that you can be happy. Fuck
for
that.
What? For yeah. One night.
Yeah, like, dude. No, like, ask hours? Like if they're happy. If your only way to be happy is to escape by using these substances to put you into like this world where you're a little you're phased differently or whatever, like, stop it,
dude. Because what are the conversations really about? Because our conversations versus the conversations I used to have years ago were about the new trends, video games, gossiping about
girls or gossiping about other guys or talking shit. Drama. But what do we talk about now? I'm telling you right now, if we all went out and we all, I mean, had like some fancy drink and we were talking about business, purpose, goals, each other's, we're reminiscing on good times. Like, I'm telling you, I'm not going to regret that at all. Even if there is like some fancy drink, right? We're all there to experience. But if it's like talking about dumb shit, if we're talking about...
Exactly.
Oh, dude, like, she's a big butt, bro. Like, come on. Like, you have to be more intelligent than that. And right. Like, people need to have the awareness to like kind of be like, wait, what am I really doing here? They have to like wake up and be like, whoa, whoa. Like, what am I doing? Because that's what I did. I had to wake up and be like, what am I actually doing with my life? Okay, yeah, maybe I go to the gym, but I'm playing Fortnite and taking edibles like 2 or 3 times a week, and I don't like the job that I work in. I have to go to college. I don't even want to go to college. And it's like, I want this life that I see other people are living, and I want to do that, but I'm not. It's like, what do you want? And that's what it comes down to.
Very well said. Just had something I wanted to say, so that you can go.
I don't know. I would say one of the biggest advice I would give somebody when it comes to having the fear of what is my parent going to think if I don't go to college. I feel like until you detach yourself from your parents, you're not free. If you constantly worry about your parents' approval on what you do, you're just living for them. Like, that's just what it comes down to. I don't care. Like, I'll be honest, with all respect, I don't care if my dad or my mom approves what I do. I don't. Like, yeah, I will take their advice and I'll respect what they have to say, but I'm not gonna have in the back of my mind, oh, is he gonna approve it? Is she gonna approve it? At the end of the day, like, here's the thing. God is the central being in my life. When I need advice from, I go to God. I don't go, like, yeah, like, there might be a time where I, like, ask my parents for advice, but I'm telling you, like, it's very rare. Because here's the thing, I'll be straight up. Like, they don't believe in me. They don't. My parents don't believe in me. Neither does my sister and stuff. They constantly go, you got to go to college. Like, this business you're doing, like, it's not going to work out. Dude, it's just, like, they don't believe it. Straight up, dude. Like, no belief. It's like, they think what they're going to tell me is what's going to bring me fulfillment. And what I'm doing, I'm a fool for having a business and not going to college. And, you know, my mom tells you, I'm so fearful for your guys' future and stuff. Dude, if I'm living my life and I know that every day I wake up, I have a purpose, I know what I'm doing, the specific things of what I'm doing, I'm winning. And then they come out and they go, I'm so fearful for what you're doing. Like, I'm telling you, you can't have fear for somebody and at the same time have faith that they will do something. If I have more fear towards how your future is going to be, that means there's no faith that I have in you, that belief in you, that you will do what you say you will do. Right. That's just what it comes down to. So if your parent has more fear that you're going to be nothing in this life, the chances are they don't even have faith in you. They don't even have faith that you're capable of what you say you're capable of. That's just what it comes down to. And then the thing is, like, show me that you do this and show me that you do this and that. Sometimes I feel like people ask for things that are just so selfish. Show me, like, here's the thing. I'll give you an example. Remember, mom was over at our house the other day, and she goes, show me that you're making something from this business. She never asked how much I made from the business. She never asked how much I spend on the business. She never asked, like, what's in and out for the business. She just says, show me how to do this. If she wants me to show her, like, $1 million and stuff, I mean, I can't do it now. I think I will be able to show you even then. But the idea is, you can't never, ever satisfy anybody. You really can't. There's always going to be something that they're going to say, show me this and that, that's going to fulfill me. That's just so selfish.
But you're not there to satisfy them.
Right, exactly. Nor am I there to show them what they're asking for. It's like, if you want me to show you something now because you feel like that's what needs to validate you for you to say, I'm successful, it just doesn't make sense. I don't think I need to do that, nor should anybody have to ever say that.
Also, because, like, a lot of people are afraid to be like, I don't want to disrespect my parents by not doing what they say or taking their advice or whatever. But the best way to respect your parents is to do the thing they brought you into this world for. And that's live your own life. Exactly. Like, that's
there you go. That's good you bring it up, because I was going to tell you about that too.
Yeah, and you're probably the best person I can ask this now that I just heard what you said. And even what you mentioned, you're not free until you detach your parents. Like, let me ask you, how did you do it? Because that's fucking powerful, dude. If I, that's stressful too.
Right, no, it is.
Oh, it like, that's was probably stressful. The most demotivating thing I could possibly think of. The people that brought you into the, like, that's horrible.
Props no, to you, I mean, here's the thing. Thank you. I think everybody has their own ways of, I would say, detaching themselves from their family
and stuff. And I guess some people are more attached to their family and not or not. But with me, like, as far as I can think, I never really had this close bond with my parents or anything. I never really wanted them to be like, you know, there's some kids that grow up in an environment where their parents, I mean, their central point in what they do, everything that they need to ask for the advice, they go run to their mommy and run to their daddy. But in our case, like, it was never the case. If anything, what they would say when we were young would always contradict what I wanted to do. If they would tell me, hey, like, you know, I don't think you should be hanging out with these friends, that wouldn't stick with me. And I wouldn't care if they told me yes or not. I would just open the door and just run out. I mean, I would get home, get spanked every now and then, but I don't care. Like, I did what I wanted to do. And obviously that comes with also when you grow up and you realize that you need to respect your parents. You can't just say, you know what, like, F you, I'm going to do what I need to respect. Because especially now that I'm still living in their house, they're the ones paying rent. Like, they're putting food at the table of mine. Like, at the end of the day, I mean, I do have my own money that I buy food with, but, you know, there's things that they do help me out with. And you have to understand that you can't just tell your parents, hey, like, F you, I'm not going to listen to you or respect you. That's not the idea I'm getting to. But you can't be afraid that they kick you out of the house to be homeless. Like, they're not going to be homeless. All, like, here's the thing, they're not all you got. It's really just what it comes down to. I'll be honest, I love my parents. I love every single one of my family members, but that's not all I got. I really don't. Like, and for me personally, if I had to share my testimony, it would be like, ever since I grew my relationship with God, I knew that I had him. At the end of the day, if there's everything that I lose, I know one thing that I have, and that's a relationship with God, and nothing and nobody can take that away from me. That's my personal testimony. And that's why I'm able to detach myself from the things that I think are holding me back. Like, there's no money, there's no approval from anybody else that's going to hold me back from doing what he called me to do. He gave me a purpose. He told me, hey, Sadhu, like, I made you for this purpose, and you're going to do this in this life. And that's the vision I gave you for a reason. So if it means that your mom and your dad don't approve it, and they have to tell you, hey, I'm disowning you, I don't respect you for what you do, so be it. Like, at the end of the day, I'm a child of God, and that is who created me. Yes, my parents did the part in making me and stuff, and, you know, I'm super grateful for that. But at the end of the day, just like how the Bible says, I knew you in the womb before your parents knew you. Like, these are the ideas that come to mind. Like, you have a creator before the creation itself. So before your parents make you, he was the one that planned that. So everything falls in line when you look at it from that perspective. And I'm not saying use this perspective just to say that's how I feel, but I'm telling you, when you find that relationship with the Lord and you're going to walk with him, that fear just drops off your shoulders, and there's that freedom, there's that liberation from everything and everyone, that you do not need them. You want them in your life, but it's not a need to the point where, okay, it's them or this. It really, I'll be honest, whether that's your family member or whether that's your friend, nobody should tell you that your purpose, you have to make a choice between your parents or your purpose. Never that.
That's right.
That's one thing that you should never sell yourself on. Whether that be your mom or whether that be your dad, or whether that be your closest friend or money, never. That would be my biggest advice. Never sell yourself and your calling on a specific person because they don't believe it. That's just simply what it comes down to. They don't believe it, you shouldn't either. Who are you to tell me that?
Right, and that's absolutely beautiful. I feel like, I love how you emphasize the idea that you still have to be respectful and manly to your parents for everything they've done for you and everything they brought you into this world. They've put the roof over your house, over your head and everything. Yeah. And I would be, like, I'm trying to put it into my perspective. Like, there's nothing in the world that would make me prouder than if I tried pushing something onto my son where he said, no, that's not what I want, and he goes against me, and he does what he wants to do. That'd be like a relief for me to see that, okay, he is sticking, or my daughter, they are sticking up to what they want to do, not what I want to do.
And yeah, that's what, like, you want them to do. Yeah, exactly.
You have to look through this. It doesn't mean you have to.
Because, like, I think that's what true love is, you know what I mean?
Like, it is.
Like, it is. Because you're holding them in chains is not love. It's literally like being a dictator, you know what I mean? Like, you're controlling their life. That's how it is.
Matter of fact, I might actually, sorry.
And one thing that I want to touch up on is, I think a lot of people don't think about this, is, dude, I've thought of it. Like, my parents have come up to me, tell me, yo, I'll pay for your college. Just go to college and stuff. And I've thought of this, right? And they look at it. They look at it as me disrespecting them because not doing what they want me to do. And I thought of it differently, right? And I think this kind of like makes sense, right? I think a lot of the times when kids go to college and their parents pay a lot of money for their college, right? Like a lot of money. I'm talking about like 120K a year. Like, you know what I mean? This is already a lot of money. Yeah. And what do they do? They party, they drink, you know, they do homeworks, but like they're not really trying their best like we are. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like every day we wake up and stuff, we actually try our best and we, like you guys go to college, but I'm pretty sure you guys make that time valuable. But those people, I'm talking about people that go to party every single day after every school day, right?
Because, dude, that's a college life, right? I'll be honest. That's a college.
I think that's more disrespect to your parents, not valuing that they're putting money that they work for every single day to pay for your college. But I don't think it's disrespect for me not to go to college because I've told them, my parents, this. Sure, let's go. Right, I'll go to college right now, but I'm not going to be able to actually like be in it for 100%. So I don't want you to waste your money. So, you know what I mean? Like, they don't understand that I'm respecting that, but I think it's more of respect than disrespect. I think what disrespect is going to college, knowing your parents are working, paying money for you, and you're going to partying. That thought of going to a party shouldn't even be... a thought, you know what I mean? It shouldn't be. What it should be is, you know what? Right now, my dad is a construction right now, working his ass off so he could pay my college. So what I should be doing right now is actually doing more work, not going to college. You know what I mean? I have more free time. Guess what? That free time should be used to do more work, right? I think that's more respect. But, you know, it's the matter
it's
of like...
switched up in their head sometimes.
They just think what respect is, because I've asked my friends, so like... They go, bro, you know what? I feel like I'm respectful to my parents because I'm going to college. That's what they told me. Well, guess what? You're not fucking respectful because you're taking their money for granted and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Guess what? You're doing something else. You're going partying. So your parents are paying money for you to party? No, they're paying for you to have success. They love you. They pay that money. So they think you're working. But guess what? You're fucking partying. Like, it's so disrespectful.
Especially when they
need to
too.
Understand that's that, bro. True. It's not respect. It's disrespect.
100%. And it's like one of my buddies, or not actually my buddy, but someone I know up at Penn State, he went and failed one of his classes. This doesn't really apply to him. He used his trading money to pay for his own tuition. But imagine if that was his parents that paid for it, right? Like, it's a completely different story. We talked about how you need to start taking, like, you can't take your life for granted, this gift that God has given you and everything. We also need to start talking about how you can't take for granted the work your parents have put in for you to go and live your best life or whatever, or absolutely be successful in college. So that's a big part of it. I also think when I'm a father, I might do what I told you guys. Like, I'm going to see if he rejects me by doing something he doesn't want. I'm going to give him like a cigarette. I'm going to say, all right, son. Yeah, I'm going to be like, I want you to smoke this. And if he conforms, then I'm going to be very disappointed.
Gosh. Testing your child.
Yes.
Looks. And there could be a good thing. You could teach them, you know what I mean? Like, you could test them and then teach them.
Yeah, exactly. And if they fuck up, I'll be like, no, son, why would you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if that's the best thing to do. I mean,
maybe not, but yeah, no, I'm joking. It's a joke. I'm not, obviously.
But yeah, I think that's really the idea. You have to detach yourself from the things that are holding you back because you're not free. There was this video that I saw.
Bruce Lee was the one that was actually talking about it. He was talking to a guy who was a fighter and he was afraid of losing. And he said, one of the things that you need to do to win is to get used to the fact that you're going to lose. You have to get used to being a failure even. You have to tell yourself, like, it's okay if I fail.
He said, you're so worried about learning to way to win, but you need to learn the way
to
lose.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There
Bruce
you go.
Lee's a G. Yeah. He has so
Dude,
many
that's what I'm saying. And that's a powerful thing. In order for you to be free about the fact that you're gonna be successful is you have to tell yourself that I might fail at this. I might lose at this. That is the only way you're free. Otherwise, you're so, I would say, attached to failure that you don't even give yourself the room to fail.
Right.
You're so afraid to make a move that's gonna cost you money, that's gonna cost you your career. You're not free. True freedom comes from the fact that you don't care if
you're
lose.
You're free to lose.
You're free to
lose.
You're
already setting yourself up for failure the same way the people that say, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. Like, the same thing applies. You're already setting yourself up for failure just because you believe that you can't do both. So that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. It's like every time I say something, I forget what else I want to say. All right, that's my sign that Josh is should start wrapping things up.
Thinking if there's like anything else that I wanted to, because this is the type of topic that like I had conversations with a lot of people and it made me realize right. many things and
because like, it's so
yeah. You know I didn't realize back then too is that I was a victim of my situation. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go to college and I have to work a job and I have to do this and I have to do all these things. But I was just whining and complaining about the things that I sowed into my life, right? And if so you, fierce. I was from a perspective of things coming at me, but I had to go and get the thing that I wanted. I had to go after it, not let everything come at me any way it can, because then you're a victim, right? You can't control your situation. Especially yeah. as a man, your goal is to conquer your life, conquer, go out there and chase instead of just trying to evade everything that comes your way. No, like, go after it. Go after the obstacles. Yeah. Go after the mountains. Go after the failures. And I really had to learn that real quick is that, yeah, you might be working a job that you hate and you might be going to college when you don't even want to, but guess what? You put yourself there, what are you going to do otherwise, right? And so all the time I did after college and after work, it would just be spent just trying to find some type of way out. So people have to really, no one's coming to save you at all. No one cares enough to be like, oh, like, yeah, like, let's go. Let's get out of bed and let's go work on something. Not even God's going to drag you out of bed and do that. He's not.
I know, but he's coming to save us.
You reap what you sow. Like he put these laws into place yeah. for a reason. So it's like you choose at the end of the day, free will. You choose to have the results that what you kind have of life in life.
Exactly.
Yep. Exactly.
You came home finding for ways to escape, and you settled for making clips about Andrew Tate.
Yeah, dude.
How do you feel, Mike? How do you feel?
I learned a lot.
You learned editing.
You guys learned editing. Don't forget that.
Yeah, no, thank you, bro. Thank you. You're right.
You guys learned that too.
I'd be a better editor if you didn't teach me.
Cap, you will take you longer.
No, bro.
We all learned that real
how
quick.
How was that,
though.
Josh?
Yeah, we did. What I realized is the way Mike editor? Taught me how to video edit is just simply wrong.
Really?
Wait, I thought there was no right or wrong.
Fuck off, bro.
Well, I think what I taught you back then was like kind of like a slow process.
He's fucking with you.
I'm just messing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You guys said, yeah, you need to adjust the Josh.
All I gotta say is I think I'm a better video editor than you right now.
Ooh, this.
That's fine.
I think the master got
the better questions.
I'm not trying to master at video editing.
I'm master. Yeah. What is it when the sensei?
You can take the title, bro. I don't care.
The sensei.
Student becomes.
There's also a lesson: never challenge your sensei.
I'm challenging right here, right now. On a video.
Let's have an edit off. Yeah. Let's have an edit off.
I live in an edit, so.
What makes yourself good at editing? Like, is it just like how it looks, as it comes out? Is it how fast you can make it?
I 100% believe I've become a better video editor, and it's simply.
In what ways?
I'll tell you. What makes someone better video editor is simply looking at a video rather than just once and saying you're good, but multiple times. And critiquing every little point that I could see I could make a better opportunity right here.
Mm-hmm.
Despite it taking me another maybe 20, 30 minutes to add the element I want to, pursuing it and learning a new skill in the video editing. That's mm-hmm. what I found. Okay. It's yeah. like,
you know,
every video right now, I've realized that I'm trying to add something new into that I've never done before mm-hmm. to learn that skill. Like you guys haven't checked it out. I learned how to make a transparent background on a video rather than an image in Premiere Pro.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to do that?
What is that? I don't know.
All right, let's start wrapping these things up.
I'd have to watch it and see what you did.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Nobody watched my clip.
I was too busy driving here.
Why didn't you comment?
I didn't get the full part. I got the first couple seconds. I got the first couple seconds because I noticed that. Yeah, you're right.
Should I watch it right now?
I do it really bad.
Another time. But yeah, let's wrap up.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
No.
Turn into a video editing war.
Bro wants to go to the farmer's market.
All I'm going to say is that everybody has a choice, and the only difference that it will make is what you sacrifice. You can either sacrifice drinking, partying, and all that kind of stuff for, you know, for your future, or do vice versa. You really reap what you sow.
Right.
If you want to do things now and spend those years, whether that be at college or not, and do the things that you're going to be doing, years down the line, you will get what you did. And you will also lose the things that you didn't even work towards. So if you didn't work towards your craft, if you didn't work towards your business or whatever that might be, down the line, you will understand that you lost that time for what you could have done on that business. So you reap what you sow, and you have to really keep that in mind. And there's nobody holding you back. It's not your parent. It's not your, it's nothing. And it's nobody. It's yourself that is holding you back. Nobody else and nothing else. That's it.
The time will pass. You get to choose how to utilize it.
Yeah. So who are we going to ask the three questions to? Who wants it?
What do you mean?
You're in the guest seat.
I'm in the guest spot, but I'm not answering.
What's your best advice to somebody in life?
I don't know. Quote of the day.
Quote of the day or quote of a fucking day?
Facts. Quote of the fucking day. I haven't done this in a while. Georgie, can you hold it up? Your knee is a little in the way. I apologize. Thank you. The future belongs to those who dare to dream beyond boundaries. By Eleanor Roosevelt. I don't know if I said that first
name. Eleanor, bro. Eleanor, what the fuck, Eleanor? Josh? You've done this twice now. Genghis Khan and now Eleanor? Genghis
Khan. No, Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
Speaking about the quote.
No, the quote's amazing.
Yeah, in terms of the scenario of what we're talking about, I have to read it again. The future belongs to those who dare to dream beyond boundaries. Yeah, you can't really dream future's beyond mine. Boundaries if you're going to conform. If you're going to conform with everybody, like you said, with what your parents want you to do, your boundaries are limited. That's all I got to say. So the only way you can do that is choose the life you want to live.
Very good quote, Josh. Right? Yeah, are you sure it wasn't by Josh Nico?
No, it was not by Josh Nico. Could be, right? That's weird. But my reincarnated self from 1843 was the first one.
Roosevelt. Is that a guy?
Yeah, that's a girl. Yeah. He was he became
it's a one girl. Of my incarnations.
Got him.
Eleanor. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So you were
so
a girl.
I got
yeah.
reincarnated, yeah, multiple times. But yes, essentially I did.
That doesn't exist.
I didn't make the quote, but I made the quote.
Alright, and the shout out is wow, star eyes emoji. Back with another banger. I can't wait to see more videos from you guys. I got a video idea for you guys. Thank you so much. This is by Sandrab2897. Sandrab actually got into our direct messages and gave us his idea. We're not the most fond of it, but this is us to show you guys that any idea that is, again, appropriate and I guess in the self-improvement space.
Hey, dude, podcast, right?
Yeah, it's an actual podcast. I'm not even going to say what Sandra.
It was a duct tape thing, yeah.
Duct
tape challenge.
Right.
Yeah, duct tape escape challenge, right?
But regardless, thank you for the comment. And thank you for actually giving us an idea. Yeah, we love it when we hear from you guys. And anything you want us to speak about, not necessarily do, that we find that we deem to be appropriate, we will always.
Exactly. Thank you, guys. And yeah. Hopefully you can comment more on actual productive topics.
With that being said, think big,
grow big.
Peace.